Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Stupid.
I didn't say you were stupid.
What was that?
Oh, forget it.
I don't want to forget it.
How come you can only hear me when I mutter?
Did you say something?
Your mother smokes goulash.
What does your mother smoke?
She must have a microphone in here.
Look under the sink.
Excuse me, is this the Douglas farm?
That's right.
Are you Mrs. Douglas?
I am now. My maiden name was Gronitz. That's spelled G-R-O-N with a yitz on the end.
Oh. I'm Brian Williams. Is your husband home?
He's in the bathroom looking under the sink for a microphone.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
But you see, when...
Lisa!
Yes?
Breakfast ready? Oh.
Oh, Oliver, this is Brian Williams.
How are you?
Mr. Drucker suggested I come over and talk to you,
uh-huh.
If you have the time.
Yes.
Why didn't you come and have some hotcakes and talk?
No, thanks. I've already had breakfast.
Oh, some people have all the luck. Come in and have some coffee.
Are you sure you don't want any hotcakes?
No, thanks. Just coffee.
Well, we can't let this go to waste.
Now, what can I...
By the way, are you married?
No, ma'am.
That's fine. Gelda isn't married either.
Gelda?
You know, my unmarried cousin in Budapest.
Why don't you get Mr. Williams some coffee?
Yeah, please call me Brian.
Oh, that's Gelda's favorite name, Myron.
Brian.
Myron Byron. That's very musical. So is Gelda.
The coffee. Now, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, you see, I'm an attorney. And...
Oh, so is Mr. Douglas.
I know. That's why Mr. Drucker suggested I talk to him. You see, I graduated from law school a year ago.
It's a little weak today.
You take cream and sugar?
Just sugar.
You were saying...
After I got out of law school, I worked as a law clerk for Judge Houston up at the county seat. And I...
You should see what happens to it when it's really strong.
You still with Judge Houston? I was until last week.
Oh, you got fired.
No, ma'am. I'd taken my bar exam, and I've decided to open my own law office.
Yeah, I remember when I opened my first law office.
He would have starved to death if it hadn't been for my father. He used to come every week with a big bag of money.
Your father never had a bag of money. He never even had a bag.
Well, that's gratitude for you. After all the things my father did for you.
The only thing your father ever did for me was to let me watch his apple stand when he went out to lunch.
Well, How would you like to open your office with a big divorce case?
Oh, Lisa, now you're embarrassing Brian. Where are you planning to practice?
Right here in Hooterville.
That's a good idea. When I bought this farm, it was always my intention to open a law office here.
That's what Mr. Drucker told me, and I wonder if you'd consider going into practice with me.
Well...
It would be a big break for me to be in with an older man.
What?
I meant a man that had more experience.
He had a lot of experience. Before he married me, he used to run around with a blonde.
He's not talking about that kind of experience.
I know this idea is kind of sudden, but I'd appreciate it if you'd think about it.
I will, but I don't want to hold you up.
Oh, you won't. I have to look for an office anyway. If you don't mind, I'll call you in a few days. It's been very nice meeting you, Mrs. Douglas.
Thank you. If you can wait a minute, I'll get you a picture of my cousin Gelda.
Do you have one that doesn't show the tattoo?
She isn't tattooed. She's a very nice girl, and she led a very sheltered life.
Yeah, she has a sheltered life. She lives in a lean-to on the outskirts of Budapest. Call her, Ryan.
Right. Mr. Douglas? You know Dudley, don't you? He works for us as a scarecrow.
Yes, I know him.
Dudley came to me with a problem this morning. He needs $10 for a new suit of old scarecrow clothes.
A new suit? Look, Eb, I've got problems of my own.
Dudley would appreciate it if you could give him an answer. He wants to go back to work.
Eb, please, I'm trying to think something out.
No talking, Dudley.
Look, let me ask you something. If I was to decide to open a law office, do you think you could run this farm without me?
Who are you talking to? Me or Dudley?
You. Do you think you could?
There must be some way to answer that without insulting you.
Eb, I asked you a question.
Well, would you give me a raise?
Naturally, I'd give you a fair increment.
Yeah, but would you give me more money?
That's what an increment is, a raise.
You just can't bring yourself to say money, can you?
Eb, there's no sense in arguing about something that's not definite yet. I haven't made up my mind.
Oh, then all this talk about more money was just a come-on to raise my hopes. You had me reaching for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And then what do? Pull the pot out from under me.
I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up.
What about Dudley? Do you want me to take him to the tailor and have him fitted?
No.
Come on, Dud. I'll put you back in the tall corn so the crows can't see the holes in your pants.
What are you going to do about the low practice?
Well,
whatever you decide, I won't interfere.
Thank you.
All the time we've been married, I never told you what to do. I always minded my own business about your business.
And I appreciate that.
You wanted to be a bootlegger, I never said a word. I told you to go right ahead.
I never wanted to be a bootlegger. That was your uncle.
I knew it was somebody in the family.
Lisa, where's my gray sport coat?
I think I put it in the other closet. Oh. Well, what did you decide?
Well,
not that's any of my business. It's your life, and you have to do the best of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the wife's place is to walk three paces behind her husband and pick up his clothes after him.
Lisa...
That's all a woman has to do. Walk and pick. Walk and pick.
Fine.
Well, it isn't much fun. But that's what a woman has to do.
Look, do you want to hear my decision?
Well, you already told me you were going to wear your gray coat.
I mean about practicing law.
You're still thinking about that?
Yes. I've decided to go in with Brian.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope you two will be very happy together. Of course, that's what they told us before we got married. But then it didn't work out that way.
Where's my coat?
Which one?
The gray sports coat.
Oh, I gave that to Ab to give to Dudley.
Oh, the love of...
Oliver, where are you going?
Into Drucker's. See if I can find Brian. Tell him of my decision.
Well, that ought to make him very happy.
Yes, it makes me happy, too. I guess next to farming, the one thing I've always wanted to do is open a law office in a small town. You know, here a man can practice the law of Abraham Lincoln. You know, it was in a town no bigger than this. Lincoln first hung out his shingle, dedicating his life to bringing the protection of the law to all people, regardless of race, creed, or color.
Oliver, the fife player has a new tune.
I intend to follow Lincoln's credo and see that the law is of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Abe.
Hmm?
You forgot your hat.
Well, I sure am glad to hear that, Mr. Douglas. You won't be making a mistake. Brian's a nice boy.
You've known him a long time, then.
Oh, yeah. Fact is, I used to spark his aunt. We had quite a romance going. She used to come in here every night and play checkers with me and eat whorehound drops and drink moxie. We would have got married, except I found out she was cheating on me.
Cheating?
Every time I went to get another bottle of moxie out of the cooler, she'd move a checker. That's when I broke off our engagement.
Gotcha.
Never could stand a checker-cheating woman. But the boy turned out fine.
I'm sure he did. Do you know where I could find him?
Find who?
Brian
Williams. Oh, yes. I saw him over in, who's Brian Williams? Agatha Toomey's nephew.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Who's Agatha Toomey?
Brian Williams' aunt.
Oh. Who's Brian Williams?
Oh, Mr. Kimball, will you?
Brian Williams. Where'd I hear that name before?
Sam just mentioned it.
Sam who?
Me.
And you say you're Agatha Toomey's aunt?
Oh, for the love of...
Nice fella, Brian. I hear he's going to marry your cousin Gelda.
She's not my cousin.
Say, do you suppose you could get me a copy of one of those pictures showing Gelda's tattoos?
How did you hear about that?
Well, a county agent's got to keep his ear to the ground.
That explains how you got all those rocks in your head.
It does? No, there must be a better explanation.
Mr. Drucker, I'll go look for Brian myself.
Brian myself? I thought you said his name was Brian Williams.
It is.
Say, he wouldn't be Agatha Toomey's nephew by any chance.
Yes, he is.
Who is?
Brian Williams!
Oh, well, I just saw him. He was looking for an office with Haney.
With Haney?
Won't that make a great lawyer's office?
Well, I don't think it's...
Now, if you'll just sign this 5-year lease...
Yeah, I'm not signing anything.
But you couldn't find a better location for an office. On the one side, you've got the Bijou Theater, and on the other is Tessie's Taco Parlor, which is only open during the picking season when we import our wetbacks.
Sorry, I really don't... Oh, Mr. Douglas?
Mr. Douglas, I...
Did you sign anything yet?
No, I didn't. This boy wanted me to sign this lease.
I'm not talking to you. No, I haven't signed anything yet.
Good. Well, I've been looking all over for you because I wanted to tell you that I've thought it over. And you've got yourself a law partner.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Douglas.
May I be the first to congratulate you. Whilst I'm shaking his hand, you can sign this.
Will you put that away? Have you seen anything that looks any good?
Not yet.
If you'll just follow me...
Mr. Haney, we don't want to see anything that you're trying to rent.
You're not interested in a magnificent suite of 3 offices in the heart of downtown Hooterville for only $22 a month?
Yes, we'd be interested in that.
Follow me. Here we are, gentlemen. Ain't it beautiful?
Gas?
Well, people have more trust in gas-lit lawyers. It gives them that Abraham Lincoln feeling about them. Incidentally, Mr. Douglas, your wife owes me a $1 rental for that Honest Abe hat. Well, how do you like it?
It hasn't got a window.
That's one of the advantages. Keeps your cases confidential. No need to worry about a fella across the street peeping at you with a high-powered telescope.
That's no problem.
Now, let me show you its other advantages. Running water. Now, over here, we have this burglar-proof wall safe for your important documents. Doggone, somebody swiped the back off of it.
You said this place had 3 rooms.
It does. There's this room and then 2 others down the hall. One marked men and the other marked women.
Oh, all that.
This place wouldn't be too bad if it had a window.
It seems to me it did have one. I remember when my cousin papered this place. tree.
What do you think, Mr. Douglas?
Well, we could try it on a month-to-month basis.
How much would it be?
$18 for the months with an R in them and $22 for the others.
We'll give you $18 a month and that's it.
Okay, I suppose you want to split the 18 between you. That'll be $14 from you and $12 from you.
You'll get $9 from each of us.
Doggone, there ain't no profit in doing business with a lawyer.
Oliver, are you going to read all these books tonight?
No, this is my law library. I'm trying to get them in some kind of order so that Brian and I can use them in the office, you see. I've run across books I'd forgotten it. McIlvaney's Constitutional Law.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
You read it?
No, I saw the movie.
Movie?
It's Alice Faye and Rudy Valley.
Black's Law Dictionary. Oh, my mother gave me that when I graduated from Harvard.
Did your mother call you Lambie Pie?
Huh?
To Lambie Pie, my favorite law student. Passionately, Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn. Yes, I remember. Where's volume 6 of the Harvard Law Review?
What does it look like?
Like this.
Oh, I think I know where it is. I get it.
Where do you want these?
Where were they?
Dudley was reading them.
Dudley?
He don't want to be a scarecrow all his life.
Just put them on the bed.
Yes, sir. When are you opening the office?
Pretty soon.
Could you be more definite so as I know when I take over the farm?
You're not taking it over.
I'm not. But I've already ordered my overseer's whip so I can ride around on my horse and beat the coolies when I'm in a surly mood.
I'm only going to spend a little time in the law office. Most of the time I'll be right here.
Fine thing. Now I'm stuck with a horse and a whip.
Enough.
Oliver, here's the book.
Oh. Hey, that's cold.
Well, I was using it to hold up the shelf in the refrigerator with the milk.
You
should. Oliver, do you think I should order a whole new wardrobe to wear in the office?
Well, what do you mean to wear in the office?
Well, if I'm going to be your secretary, I have to wear the right clothes.
Well, that's very nice of you, but we really don't need a secretary.
Well, Perry Mason always had one.
You're not equipped to be a secretary.
Oh, now you're knocking my equipment.
Well, there's a little more to being a secretary than having equipment. You have to take dictation, shorthand, typing.
Did you ever see my gold medal?
For what?
Being the best student in the class in the Budapest Secretarial College.
Lisa, you did.
Well, just wait a moment. Dictate something.
Very well. Dear sir.
Oh, just wait a moment. First I have to sit down and cross my legs. I got an A in leg crossing.
Dear sir, in reply to your letter of the 14th, I beg to inform you that we cannot handle your case due to a conflict of interest, very truly yours, etc., etc., etc. Now read that back, please.
Tizenegyedikén érkezett levelére válaszolva értesítem, hogy nem tudunk foglalkozni az ügyével, miután egy hasonló ügyel foglalkoztunk, tisztelettel, etc., etc., etc.
What was that?
That's what you said in Hungarian.
Hungarian.
But that's the only kind of shorthand they teach at the Budapest Secretarial College.
A man's wife shouldn't work in his office.
Well, nobody will know that I'm your wife. I'm going to use my maiden name.
No, that won't
From now on, I will be known as Miss Gronitz. That's spelled G-R-O-N with a yitz on the end.
How about that?
Where's my name?
Secretaries don't have their names on the door.
They do in Hungary. All the secretary has to do is to be nice to the boss. You'd be surprised how many doors I had my name on.
Oh, come on.
Well, aren't you going to climb over the threshold?
You don't do that in offices.
They do in Hungary. The boss always carries the secretary over the threshold. You'd be surprised how many thresholds I've been carried over.
That'll make you happy.
You must have had some pretty strong Hungarian bosses. Oh, good morning.
Well, good morning.
This is an old Hungarian custom. This is our secretary, Miss Granyes.
Is there anything I can do for you, sir?
Yes, go down to the car and bring up the rest of the law books, and then go out and get some coffee, and then come back up here and dust the office.
Yes, sir. Is there anything I can do for you, Mr. Williams?
No, nothing.
Good. I think I work for you. You get your own secretary.
And get the rest of the books.
Is there anything else you want me to do?
Nothing.
Good. Then I go and have my hair done. Can I have an advance on my salary?
We never said anything about a salary.
Okay. Let's say something about it.
You'll get paid for what you do.
Do you want me to get that?
Please.
That will be $6.
Just answer it.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Haney. It's Mr. Haney. Who shall I say is calling?
Mr. Haney.
Whom do you wish to see?
Mr. Douglas.
Oh, won't you sit down? I see if he's in. Mr. Douglas, are you in for a Mr. Haney?
Lisa, exactly what do you think you're doing?
The secretarial bit. Lesson number 7, when the boss isn't in for anybody.
Oh, well, Mr. Haney is standing right there. He can see me, and I can see him.
Oh. All right. Mr. Douglas can see you.
Thank you.
Mr. Haney, if you're here to sell us anything...
Tut, 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 Mr. Douglas. This is purely a social call. I come here to wish you luck and to present you with this token of my esteem.
What the...
Oh, that's cute.
Now, that's something that any law office should be proud to have. That little fellow was the key witness at the Stokes Monkey Trial.
The Stokes Monkey?
It was presented to me personal by Clarence Darrow for the undercover work that I'd done for him during that trial.
This is a gift?
A gift.
No strings attached?
No strings. But if you ever need a private investigator, you'll find my phone number pasted to his little bottom.
Well, I don't think we'll need it.
Now, how are you fixed for diplomas?
I've got a diploma.
Is it legitimate?
It's from the Harvard School of Law.
Well, the clients you get around here ain't going to be impressed by a small-town college like that.
That's right.
Harvard happens to be...
Now, here's one that will really impress folks. Here is a diploma that gives you a Ph.D. from the Stankwell Falls University. Now, for an added fee... They will attach a rider which entitles you to perform brain surgery.
Mr. Haney, I've got the...
How often do you have to feed this?
Twice a day.
Mr. Haney, if you don't mind, we're busy.
Well, then I won't keep you. I just want to wish you luck and collect the $8 for the stuffed monkey.
You said it was a gift.
Only if you purchase a diploma.
Give him the monkey.
I become attached to it.
Give him the monkey.
Oh, Mr. Williams, do you have a diploma?
Yes.
But do you have a stuffed monkey?
He doesn't need one. Now will you leave us alone?
Certainly. Good day. Or as Clarence Darrow was fond of saying, a lawyer who doesn't have juries has very little prudence.
Has no juries, huh?
Now what?
Oh, well, now we rent some furniture and we have a telephone put in, and by this time next week we should be open for business.
Like they say on television, be sure to tune in next week. Will Oliver and Brian get their furniture? Will they get their telephone? Will they get a client? Will Gerda get it in time from Budapest to marry Brian? Will Mr. Drucker ever play checkers with Aunt Agatha again? Will Ed be able to run the farm?
Lisa.
And...
What? Will you empty this? Let's go to lunch. Thank you.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.